Iron Knights. 1489. Pryjama Castle, modern-day Slovenia. Dawn broke over Pryjama Castle, the cool air tinged with smoke drifting up from the campfires in the valley below. A blacksmith's hammer rang out upon the anvil, shattering the watchful silence and startling birds into the air. Swords were being sharpened, steel polished. The army of Emperor Frederick III was preparing for battle. High up on the battlements, Matthias stood and looked out over the enemy. The castle was built into the mouth of a cliff face, a stern fortress in a yawning natural cave. Even up here among the tower tops, pennons fluttering in the wind around him, Matthias could feel the cave's shadow settling round his shoulders like a cloak. He was 14 years old, with a messy nest of brown hair and skinny limbs hidden beneath his robes. His master, Gower, leaned on the gnarled staff beside him, the chief scribe's bare skull gleaming in the morning sunlight. "The Emperor's men are ready for an attack," Gower declared. "Let them," Matthias said. "I'm not scared." The Emperor had been laying siege to Pryjama for over a year now, but the castle showed no sign of falling. It never would, Matthias thought proudly. Pryjama's walls were sheer, its doors hewn from thick oak. Eagle-eyed archers manned the battlements, ready to unleash a hail of arrows at anyone foolish enough to try to cross the open ground to the castle gates. In desperation, the Emperor had tried to starve the defenders out. But despite the passing months, Pryjama's pantry still overflowed with grain, berries, and meat. Almost as if by magic,